This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Department of Labor is adjusting the maximum salary eligible for overtime pay, a change that could boost the wallets of millions of Americans. While most hourly workers can earn overtime pay, there is a current cap of $35,568 for people who earn salaries. But under the Department of Labor's new rule, effective July 1st, salaried employees earning up to $43,888 a year will now qualify for time and a half pay after working more than 40 hours in a week. On January 1st of next year, that threshold rises to $58,656 and subsequently gets updated every 3 years beginning 2027. The new salary levels that raise the qualifications for overtime pay will make 4.3 million more U.S. workers eligible for overtime by the start of next year. Most of the affected individuals work in professional and business services, healthcare and social services, and financial activities. Secretary of Labor Julie Sue said, "This rule will restore the promise to workers that if you work more than 40 hours in a week, you should be paid more for that time. Too often, lower-paid salaried workers are doing the same job as their hourly counterparts but are spending more time away from their families for no additional pay." The Bureau of Land Management is proposing an end to coal leases on federal land in Montana and Wyoming, but coal mines still would have decades of production. BLM's Miles City office updated the Bureau's environmental impact statement for its regional management plan. The agency said there's enough coal to keep Montana's surviving surface mines operating for decades without new leases. In Wyoming, BLM's Buffalo field office proposed an end to federal coal leasing in its area as well. There are a dozen coal mines in BLM's Buffalo region. The proposal would stop future federal coal leases in the Powder River Basin in southeast Montana and northeast Wyoming, the largest coal-producing area in the United States. Powder River Basin mines produced 258 million tons of coal in 2022. Federal coal production is anticipated to continue through 2035 at Spring Creek Mine and 2060 at Rosebud Mine, both in Montana, under existing leases. Coal production in the region has been on the decline for nearly 20 years. Two Montana surface mines have ceased operations in recent years because of power plants closing. Lighthouse Resources' Decker Mine ended operations in 2020 as Detroit Edison ended operations at small coal-fired power plants in the Midwest. Westmoreland's Absaloka Mine closed this spring because of declining coal demand at Xcel Energy's Sherburne County Generating Station in Minnesota, which closed a generating unit in January. It's been market forces that have been most influential in closing mines and ceasing older coal-fired electric power plants. Rosebud mine owner Westmoreland Mining doesn't have an application for additional federal coal in process for the Rosebud mine. Rosebud's only customer is Colstrip Power Plant, which faces multiple challenges ranging from tightening federal air pollution standards to power plant owners, including Northwestern Energy, facing state-level bans on coal-derived electricity. In 2022, BLM was court-ordered to consider the climate impacts of leasing federal oil, gas, and coal burned by power plants. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris of Montana ruled that BLM wasn't accounting the environmental and human health consequences of burning federal coal for power. Specifically, BLM wasn't considering as an alternative to permitting not issuing coal leases at all or limiting leasing. The Absaloka mine, which shipped its final rail car of coal on April 2nd, mined coal leased from the Crow Indian tribe, one of only two tribes in the United States with coal mining interests. Navajo Nation, which owns Spring Creek Mine in southeast Montana, is the other U.S. tribe with coal ownership. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.